I'm Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News, with a special election 2000 update. It seems Republicans are concerned about how George W.'s Band-Aid is affecting public opinion. In such a tight political race, could the Band-Aid make a difference? And exactly what is underneath the mysterious Band-Aid? It is believed to be a scratch. Let's go live now to Austin, Texas, to reporter Don Herrera. Don, can you confirm, in fact, that it is a scratch underneath the Band-Aid?
Well, Tom, people down here...
I'm sorry, Don. I'm getting an update now. It's believed now that it is not a scratch, but a pimple of some kind. NBC Nightly News apologizes for this scratch statement. We now have confirmation that it is indeed a pimple. Let's go back now to Don. Don, what is the reaction in Austin to the pimple?
Well, Tom, we haven't heard that one, but we do...
Don, excuse me. Once again, NBC Nightly News apologizes to the viewers, but this is an ever-changing story, and now we're getting word that it is, in fact, a boil instead of a pimple.
That was the feeling all along, Tom, and I have to say...
I'm sorry, Don, to interrupt. We need to go now to our medical correspondent at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center with Dr. Ulf Gesundheit. Dr. Gesundheit, what is the difference between a boil and a pimple?
Well, it's very tricky, you see. There's a sort of a pus buildup that goes under the skin, and when lanced, creates a salty kind of base formation that bursts through the skin, causing some sort of red inflammation that is much stronger than any zit or pimple that you suggested before.
Doctor, that's a lot of information at one time. Could you summarize for our viewers and put it into layman's terms?
Well, it's just gross.
Is there any length of time you can tell us that it will take for this boil to heal?
Well, it's very too close to cold, but if I did have to make an opinion, I'd say 17 days.
All right, thank you, Doctor. So now NBC Nightly News projects 17 days for the boil to heal. To repeat, NBC Nightly News has discovered that it is a boil underneath the mysterious Band-Aid on George W.'s face. In this ever-changing story, let's go now live to Wall Street and see how the boil and the Band-Aid are affecting the markets.
Thank you, Tom. I tell you what, it's really crazy on the floor today. The NASDAQ and the New York Stock Exchange are both down substantially. However, what is interesting, Band-Aid and Neosporin are at their very highest. Band-Aid is up 2.5 points at 42.75. And Neosporin is up a full 3 points at 65.125 for the very first time in history. In fact, most people are no longer referring to it as a bull market, but a boil market. Tom, back to you.
Thank you, Janice. This is an ever-changing story, and we'll keep updating you when news or the boil breaks. And join us tonight on NBC Nightly News. Democrats say they want to know, does zit really matter? Pus will take you inside a boil with a really cool computer graphic. This is Tom Brokaw in New York. We'll see you tonight.